I'm gonna read Second Peter 3, 1. Through 14. And then we're gonna do 17 and 18. Second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you in both, which I stir up your pure mind by ways of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and by the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that when was being overflowed with water perished, and the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserving unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of unholy man.
Ungodly
man, thank you. But before, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any would perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Amen.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversations and goodness and godliness, looking for and hasting until the coming of the day of the Lord, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for the new heavens and the new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Amen. And we'll skip down to the 17th verse, which says, ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware, lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in peace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
To him be the glory, both now and forever.
Amen.
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 May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his word.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. If I was going to have a topic to this portion of scripture, it would be remembrance. Back in the days of the apostles, when Jesus first ascended into heaven after his ministry on earth, He told them that he was coming back. When somebody tells you something and you see them go and you think, he's coming back. All the apostles, and Peter is writing about this, he's saying, you know, they expected him, it's like going around the corner. All right, I'm going around the corner, I'm going to be back.
I'll be back.
So they were ready. It's been over 2,000 years. And I want to tell you, saints, he's still coming back.
Hallelujah.
Because what did it say? One day with the Lord is as a thousand years.
Yes.
So it hasn't been that long since the Lord left.
Amen.
In his terms.
Amen.
And we're on his terms.
Amen.
Everything is on God's terms.
Amen.
If we don't have the faith to believe that God is who he says he is and that he's coming back, it says that we should be without spot or wrinkle or blemish.
Amen.
And that means that we have to be holy.
Amen.
Like he is holy.
Amen.
You know, I think, I dream, and I imagine what heaven is going to be like.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we were talking about the schools today. It's not like when we went to school, you could just be free and just be a kid.
Yeah.
Hopscotch.
Mm-hmm. Play hopscotch. Do all, dodgeball. Do all that stuff. You didn't have to dodge bullets and knives and guns.
Amen.
And, you know, yeah. Kids go to school, you can send a kid home and you can expect the kid back.
That's right.
But now you send a kid to school, you don't know if they're coming back.
No, you don't.
You know, it's been it's terrible times.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord says that he's coming back. We have to believe that. And he said that he's coming as a thief in the night.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
If you know, if you had anything taken from you, from a thief, you know that they don't, well, nowadays they walk right up to you and take it.
Yes.
But usually the MO of a thief is to wait till you leave.
Right.
Or wait till you sleep.
Uh-huh.
Or wait till an opportunity. The Lord says his coming was going to be as a thief in the night.
Yes, it is.
The Bible said if the good man of the house had known what time the thief was coming, he would have been ready.
Wait now. Amen.
But the Lord said he's coming as a thief in the night.
Yeah.
So we have to be ready.
Amen.
We have to be ready for his coming.
Yeah.
But he encouraged us. He said, beloved, seeing these things, don't let people move you away from your belief.
Yes.
Yeah.
Be sure in your calling.
Yes.
Make your calling and election sure.
Sure.
But he says, grow in peace and in knowledge.
Yes.
That our Savior Jesus Christ is going to come.
Mm-hmm.
Just like he said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think back in those days, or when in the Old Testament we have what we call the flood. Now, a lot of people don't believe even that there was a flood.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it can be historically proven.
Yes.
that it was a flood. But they are so lost, and they've gotten so far away from the truth, that it's like, nah, that didn't happen. Man, that's just a figment of your imagination. But it did happen.
Yes, it did.
And everybody that wasn't in the ark of safety died. But, you know, I thank God for the rainbow. Because I know that that's God's promise.
Hallelujah.
That he is not going to flood the world again.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes, like last year, it rained. We thought, oh, look out now. The creeks are rising.
Yes, that was quite a rain.
But it ain't going to flood no more. But he said it's going to be fire next time. Stir up your memory that God is not mocked.
Hallelujah.
Whatsoever he says is going to happen.
Yes.
But he's good.
Yes.
He has long suffering.
Yes.
It's God. That's why he died on the cross.
Hallelujah.
So that every person could have a right.
Yes.
To heaven.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
All we have to do is accept it or reject it.
Yes.
Sometimes the grass may seem greener on the other side. People are out there just having fun. They're driving big cars.
Oh, yeah.
They're spending money like it's crazy. It's all right for a woman to marry a woman and a man to marry a man. Marijuana is legal.
God created marijuana.
He's also turning water to wine, but he don't want you to be a wino. All this is in moderation. But like I said, it may seem greener on the other side, but right here in God's arms is where we belong. Amen. So I just want to stir up your mind and bring it to your remembrance that just because it's been over 2,000 years and Jesus hasn't come back, that he's forgotten what he said. He is coming back.
Amen.
And he's coming back for a church, for a people that, you know, I like to compare it to a magnet. You know, when you have a magnet, and we used to do this in school.
Yeah.
I said, love that. You put some particles of stuff down there, and you put a magnet, and you don't even have to touch it, and that stuff just jumps up.
Yeah.
And that's the way the Lord is going to be.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
He's going to come back in the sky.
Hallelujah.
And the whole world is going to know, because it's going to be a great noise.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be, they're going to know.
Everybody's going to know.
And those that have that same connection are going to rise up.
Magnetized.
Whether they're dead or whether they're alive.
All right.
They're going to rise up to meet him in the air.
Hallelujah.
And like Ella always say, we're going to get on our cloud.
Get on our cloud.
We're going to cruise on up there. Well, I can't wait to get on my cloud.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. I love you. Amen. I love you. Keep on keeping on. Keep on doing the will of the Lord. Amen. So I want to kind of do something a little different here. I want everybody that could to come, and we're going to gather in a circle, and I want to anoint everybody I know.